At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday. So, shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome into another episode of the Leftovers Podcast. Derek Kramer, Frank Arcuri, thanks for taking the time listening to us on demand at WGR550.com. And, we were riding the high of the process last week.
We were.
And the Jets decided, like,
to Jets
and crash down upon our hopes. No, that's terrible.
In a way.
Well, you know what? The way that they run their organization, they crash all the time. So they crashed on our hopes and dreams.
They did. And, well, I would say for the Bills, they
go to hell, Jets.
They complicated things.
You go to hell.
That too.
Yeah, that was the Jets trading up to three, and yeah, we had that dream scenario in the last podcast.
Ric Flair
full
music
process with the Ric Flair and just
and the woo and
all
then the,
sorts of crazy. Me actually singing the 2001 Space Odyssey.
So what happened?
The Jets
traded up from 6 to 3, and they gave up 3 second round picks to do it.
I mean, people know. I mean, let's be real here.
I know. You got to recap it some way.
Live under a rock.
Got to recap it some way.
I'm giving all of you credit. You're welcome.
Now, they gave up 3 second round picks to move up 3 spots, pretty much.
You know what this tells me?
What does it tell you?
It tells me I'm not going to waver on anything. Because remember what my initial sinking feeling was? That the Bills are going to be reactionary more than anything.
Yes.
They're going to wait and see and then pounce if their guy starts slipping.
Yes.
That might be more reinforced here.
I totally agree. I'm totally with you on that. And I'm going to stick by my theory that I told you that I've been telling everybody we talked to since the trade happened. And that is the Bills are the reason the Jets traded up to 3.
And I think that to further emphasize this, you also came up with the idea that it's for Josh Allen. I think 100% it's for Josh Allen because
the Bills showed interest in Allen. The Jets knew they were able to get Allen at 6.
Brandon Bean, you smokescreen.
Pretty much. Exactly.
And then Jets you got Brandon also, Bean just like, Spearmint of the media, coffee.
Coffee. Where he's like, coffee.
Just, you know, everything like that.
Yeah.
So, no.
So, so let me, so I gotta explain my theory. The Jets knew the Bills are looking to trade up into the top five. They knew also that they could get Josh Allen at six. Seeing that they think Buffalo's going to trade up into
knowing
the top
that
five.
Denver had a lot of interest in Baker Mayfield in particular.
Yes, exactly. And that the Browns are very likely to take Sam Darnold first overall. They felt they had to jump possibly ahead of the Bills to take Josh Allen.
Now, obviously, this does not close out the potential of the Bills trading up to two. I just don't see it anymore.
Yeah.
Because now you just saw a team in the Colts saying, yeah, we had talks with the Bills. We didn't want to fall back to 12. And that, I mean, you know what? I don't think it scares me anymore.
That doesn't scare
me. It's not worrying me.
Yeah.
Because you can go ahead and tell the Browns at four, hey, Josh Allen's sitting here. I mean, Josh Rosen's sitting here, for example. You say, hey, Josh Rosen's sitting here. We want him. And we got picks.
And you got your quarterback.
And you've got your guy. And we would like to do more business with you and give you more.
And we
how about 2019? Let's talk.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The Bills have the capital.
Yep.
That is undisputable.
Yes.
The Bills have the reason and the motive. That is also undisputable. However,
yeah,
the Bills also have something else. I think, and I'm suspecting.
What's that?
I think it's more or less the fact that they might really have, they might be sold on three of these guys.
I could see that.
I think what they did with the Josh Allen thing spoke a lot about kind of how I remember the organization putting all these things out with then general manager Buddy Nix about Tavon Austin.
Yeah.
They put a lot of nice words publicly out there and caused someone to make a deal. Obviously, the Bills were not involved in this trade when the Jets moved up to three, but everything about it says Allen, and here's why. They have Josh McCown. They also have Teddy Bridgewater.
Yes.
Which means that they can go ahead and sit Allen as the third-string quarterback for the entire season, redshirt him.
Yep.
Give him that true sit down and wait and see. One of our colleagues, Louis DiBiase, works here at Entercom. You know, he's a rookie out here now.
Yep.
In this building, but you know he runs a lot of stuff at Buff State for the station there, and we are alumni of that station. And he thinks that that sort of thing doesn't happen anymore. That teams don't sit quarterbacks. If you've got a guy that's raw and you know he's raw, it's going to happen. It's got to happen.
Yeah,
because coaches, at the end of the day, they care about winning football games.
Okay, to go with Louis, we know him as an avid Eagles fan.
And guess who didn't sit?
Carson Wentz. But can I let me ask you this? Was Wentz supposed to sit? Was the original idea for him to sit?
Yes, but then the Eagles got a first round offer for Sam Bradford and said, "We can't pass this up."
Exactly. And
he was
supposed
to sit.
Exactly. He was originally going to be probably the backup to Bradford.
You want to know the equivalent here? Bills draft a quarterback, say they go to fourth overall.
Yeah.
And then some team goes, we'll give you a first for AJ McCarron. K?
Yeah. K?
Yeah.
K?
I'm down.
Here. Here's AJ.
I'm down.
AJ, we're going to that team now.
You're going over there now.
Go
see
there.
See ya.
See ya.
It's like the Browns. This equivalent would be the Browns. Hey, I'll give you a first for Tyrod Taylor.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Or
in this case, I'll give you a third.
That's what happened with Philadelphia was, hey, we'll give you a first for a guy who's made of glass.
And oddly enough, it was because Teddy Bridgewater went down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but the Jets, for example, they have not one, but two.
Yep.
Allen could sit in that third string spot, press box, sidelines, quarterback room. Learning from a great mind in Josh McCown.
Yep.
A good teammate in Teddy Bridgewater that a lot of people in Minnesota loved.
Yep.
However, Teddy Bridgewater not being re-signed by Minnesota kind of tells me something. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They know him better than anyone.
Yeah.
He might not be the same guy that he was in Minnesota.
Probably not.
And he was expected to take that next step before that gruesome knee injury.
Yes. And he looked like he was.
He looked like he was poised to. And then right away, training camp, that knee injury.
Yep.
I think Minnesota not re-signing him, despite the coach and the team and the locker room's love for the guy, tells me that he's not going to be the same player. He might just be a backup at the NFL now, which is a damn shame.
Which is a damn shame.
But, again, like you said, Bridgewater got hurt, and the Eagles were offered something that they could not refuse.
Exactly.
It makes enough sense.
Yeah.
So, this redshirting thing, like offering a first for Alex Smith when Pat Mahomes is sitting, you think the Chiefs pass that up?
No.
They don't have a first-round pick. They'd probably say, okay.
Even though they didn't get a first for Alex Smith. Did they?
No.
No, they got a fourth and a Kyle Fuller.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, they got an offer that they really liked.
Yeah. But
because they traded Marcus Peters.
Mm-hmm.
And they get a good guy back.
Yeah. Now, again, this is one of those things there where if some team offered a first-round pick for Alex Smith, the Chiefs wouldn't have turned that down.
Yep.
If a team offered a first-round pick for Sam Bradford, the Eagles would have been stupid to turn that down.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
The Cowboys. I mean, let's say Romo never got hurt in Dak's rookie year.
By the way, hang on.
What if the team offered Cowboys a first-round pick for Romo?
That they probably say no if Romo wasn't getting hurt.
Okay, that's fair.
Because he was still like a franchise staple.
Yeah.
Sam Bradford is a journeyman.
Yeah.
But again, with Bradford, that situation, the Eagles didn't have a first-round pick. They traded it to get Carson Wentz.
Exactly.
They got a first-round pick back.
Yep.
There's where the equivalent lies again. You know?
Yep.
So, look. My point being here, quarterbacks can sit. Teams are planning for these things to happen.
Yes.
Blake Bortles was supposed to sit in Jacksonville.
Yes.
Chad Henne just sucked so bad that it had became a thing. E.J. Manuel was supposed to sit for the Buffalo Bills. Kevin Cobb slips on a mat in training camp and then suffers a career-ending concussion, giving the Bills no choice in the matter. The Eagles had a choice in the matter, but they go ahead and they saw the value's too good on this, pounce on that deal.
Yes.
Because
we'll take our chances with a rookie this year.
Yeah, rather than a guy that, you know, might make it through the season.
Yeah.
Might?
Yeah.
Nothing against Sam Bradford, but doesn't complete seasons that often.
Yeah. So, to go off with when we were talking about potentially trading up with the Giants, they were looking at working out Rosen, I believe, today. And even though they were working out Rosen, that doesn't tell me that they're going to draft him, that they really will like him. That to me says they're taking full advantage of the number two pick.
Yes.
And right now,
if the Giants take
it. And right now, Pro Football Talk tweeted out, about 20 minutes ago, Giants doing due diligence on top QB doesn't necessarily mean they'll take one. Gathering maximum info, making it easier to set trade value.
Yeah, they might be making the Bills and the Broncos sweat right now. That's all this is.
Yeah, and I think so. And like I said, that to me says they're taking full advantage of having that number two pick. And they're going to explore all options.
You need to.
Yeah, and you need to.
Because the Giants, everything that they're doing makes people think, are they taking a quarterback? I don't think they're taking a quarterback.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to agree with that. But you know what that means? Even if the Bills cannot trade up to two, which you can convince the Giants, hey, we'll give you all these picks, and guess what? You can get that ammunition. Go back and get Quentin Nelson.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yep.
It's easy.
Yep.
You can do it. It's no problem. You have the ammunition. Some team is going to sit there at 6 or 7 and be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, they can have the Giants move back 10 spots.
Hey, we got 12 and 22. You want us to...
And then the Giants can move back up if they need to.
Yeah, they could be...
At less value.
Yeah, they could sit there and say, hey, we're sitting here at 12. You want to go back and, maybe we'll throw you an extra second that Buffalo gave us?
Yeah,
and exactly. Some team be like, okay, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Look, while the Jets did crash on my dream... But it's a very specific one, the one from the last podcast.
Just that one, yes.
Just that one. I think that if the Giants do not take a quarterback at number two, that's when the Bills pounce.
Yes.
The Jets will get their guy. I suspect it's Josh Allen.
Yep.
So if it's Darnold, say Barkley and then Allen, the Bills are trading to four. They're going to do it, and they're going to have competition with the Denver Broncos. But then again, are they?
Because I would suspect Denver's going to take Mayfield.
We've seen that Denver's highly interested in Baker Mayfield.
Yes.
If the Bills want Mayfield, that's the threat. We don't know what the Bills want. Nobody's going to know what the Bills want. You want to know why?
Because
they
haven't
made anything obvious.
Yeah.
The only thing that they made obvious was a smokescreen
of Josh Allen.
The Bills haven't made anything obvious in the world, and we're not going to know who they want until that jersey is in their hand standing next to Roger Goodell.
They sent their director of scouting to Sam Darnold's pro day today.
But you know who they didn't send?
Head coach. Brandon Bean didn't go.
Sean McDermott. General manager, Brandon Bean. I suspect that they think that Darnold's out of play.
Yeah.
Which is fair to assume.
But remember, they did send the head coach of scouting, so I think they just had to send somebody there.
You send someone there because it's not just the quarterback that's working out that day. It's everyone.
It's also everybody else.
It's all the graduating players or draft eligible players from USC.
Yep.
And USC is a pretty good school.
You could also say McDermott and Brandon Bean have other business that they got to attend to as well.
Bean's probably working the phones.
Exactly.
McDermott's probably looking at all the tape, trying to be able to coach everything up.
Yep.
Hell, they may be going to they may be visiting with someone.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Sources today said they were visiting with Josh Rosen.
Yep.
Guess what? That's not too far from USC.
It's not. They're pretty much right next to each other.
Yes. And back on Monday, they had visited with Baker Mayfield.
Yep.
They're going to do everything.
They're exploring every option.
The biggest way that the Bills are going to tip their hand is if they choose not to visit with a quarterback.
Yep.
With one of the 30 visits.
Yep.
That they can bring into Buffalo. That's going to be the biggest hand to tip. And I swear to God, if Lamar Jackson is off of that list, I'm going to cry. He's so good. But that's the biggest way that they're going to tip their hand. And I suspect that the Bills aren't going to. They might host six quarterbacks.
They might.
Just to be sure that, A, they're doing their due diligence.
Yeah.
And, B, to keep everyone else guessing on who they want.
Yeah.
And that sometimes is the game.
And that's great. That's what you want.
You
want
to play the game? Deception, baby.
Yeah.
Guess what? The Bills are all about it. And the Bills have, not to mention, they've managed to pull off deals that everyone is seeing coming. And the Bills seemingly don't have much bargain chips to work with. Hey, Tyrod Taylor, we're going to look at trading Tyrod Taylor. You want him? But aren't you going to cut him anyway? I mean, hey, maybe we are.
I mean,
maybe we're not.
Know, we could still draft our guy and have Taylor as our bridge.
A mid-round pick. You could change
our
mind.
You could tip our cap, yeah.
Okay, fine. We'll give you pick 65. Deal.
Let's do it. Yeah.
The Bills have done this now with two players that were not suspected to be on this roster coming 2018.
Yep.
In Cordy Glenn and Tyrod Taylor.
Yep.
They got a third-round pick for Tyrod Taylor. Great value.
And they moved up nine spots for Cordy Glenn.
And then they moved up nine spots. Not an easy thing to do.
No.
While retaining 22, their other pick in the first round, by sending Cordy Glenn, a player that people were suspecting was not going to be the starting left tackle.
Yeah.
So, again, the Bills have been making deals that people know that... What negotiating power do you have? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And yet they've pulled these deals out of a hat.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to be surprised if the Bills, for example, they move up to six. Or, you know what? I can't say that. Can't say six anymore. Cannot say six. And here's why. If they talked to Indianapolis and Indy didn't want to move down in the first place, that means they're not going to do it again. Because one of the most common things that you're hearing
is... It means that they want one of those higher defenders.
Yeah. But again, the biggest thing is, if Indy didn't want to move down the first time, what makes you think they're going to move down here?
Yeah.
Just because you're sitting at 12 and you want to trade to 6 now instead, that still asks Indy to move down to 12.
Again. And to move down again, yeah.
And they are not going to do it because they didn't want to move from 3 to 12. What makes you think they want to move from 6 to 12?
Yeah, exactly.
You're not going to convince them.
Yeah.
So here's your secret.
And I would say for that is because they really want a guy like Bradley Chubb.
Here's your secret. If you jump to Tampa at 7,
yep.
Chicago at 8,
mm-hmm.
There's where you might get yourself, A, it's cheaper to get there.
Yep.
And B, you can use that as a piece. What would that cost? No idea. But I think, again, all this pre-draft trade scenario stuff, I'm not looking at it anymore. It's going to make my head explode. Because the biggest thing that's going to happen is the Bills are going to react. They're going to see if their guy is falling, and then they're going to pounce.
Yeah.
If they don't, that is where the biggest thing comes into play. If the Bills, for example, like Lamar Jackson as their second-rated quarterback, they'll play the draft board.
Yeah.
They know how to work the game.
Yep.
How cheap is it to go from 12 to 8?
Yeah.
You can convince the Bears pretty easily to do that.
Yep.
And there's your big thing. If the Bills have a chance to react to a player and secure it, for sure, they'll do it. I just don't think it's going to happen before the draft.
Yeah, this sounds more
could
like
I
a
be
draft
wrong?
Day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I predict
for
that
all
the
we
Bills,
know tomorrow the Bills for all we know it's going to come out tomorrow that the Bills just traded up to 4.
I very hilariously dreamed up a scenario where the Bills traded up to 3.
Yeah.
And 3 days later my heart was broken.
There's a scenario where the Bills where in the next 5 minutes you're going to see on Twitter Bills Giants trade, Bills have the second pick.
And again, if that works, great. There is everything to look at.
Yeah. They're going to look at they're going to look at everything.
And
all possibilities.
You have to take into consideration that they're going to take in all possibilities. And I'm okay with this. If
that's,
they're looking
that's
at
good.
Everything, I'm all right.
To me, that means that they're doing their homework.
This organization, this regime looks like it's been doing its homework.
That's what I mean. They're taking a look at all possibilities, so they're looking at every single by looking at every single possibility, they're doing the homework, and then they're also showing their work, and then they're showing their work's work.
Yeah, there's nothing that is going to really deter me here.
Yeah,
I'm sold on how this front office thinks, and it doesn't look like Brandon Bean was caught napping either when the Jets traded.
Yeah,
the Colts just did not want to go to 12,
and that's fair.
That's fair. It's unfortunate.
That to me says that they really like a guy like Bradley Chubb.
Yes.
Or Fitzpatrick.
Minka Fitzpatrick, yeah.
Yep. I would say Chubb more. They would definitely, you know, Chubb a little bit more.
Yeah, they did draft Malik Hooker last year.
Yep.
But again,
they need everything on defense
anyway. They need everything on defense anyway. You hit the best player available, you're probably winning on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the Bills do know what they're doing here, and I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to worry about that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to worry about how they handle anything that happens, especially the Zay Jones situation. We don't know the details.
Yeah.
And I feel like I do need to bring it up, though. We have to.
We got
to
talk a little bit about
we
it.
We have to. You know, it's not like I'm going to ignore the situation and not talk about it
entirely.
Because
it's something that everybody wants to talk
Everyone
about and
wants
everybody
to know about
is
it.
Talking about.
And look, we don't know the situation. Everything is still out there. No, not everything is out there. Excuse me. Not everything is out there.
No.
The full report will not be released for a little bit of a while.
Yeah.
Look, and I have to clarify this before I say it. Nothing. We don't know anything. Everything I'm about to say is potentially speculation, okay?
Yeah.
If there was a substance involved, that's going to be a lesson the guy's never going to forget.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Yeah.
And if this is more than that, if this is a mental breakdown, then forget about football for the moment. You want him to get the help that he needs.
Exactly.
To hell with even putting on the Bills uniform.
Got to put his mind right.
Yeah. Like, at that point, get your mind
him
straight.
Him as a human being, it's a lot more important than him as a football
player.
That
counts more importantly to me than anything.
Exactly.
Because if not for Zay Jones' brother,
Caleb Jones.
We would be talking about a much more tragic story.
Yeah.
So, the Bills, at the very least, already needed receiver help. They might need it here a little bit more in the event that Zay Jones
is something
needs to
worse.
Take some time off.
Yeah. He's right now has a scheduled court appearance on April 11th.
And you also have to think about the fact that the NFL could be that guy,
yeah,
and slap a suspension on him.
Yeah, but I think, hopefully, you know, they same
the
thing.
The details aren't out yet.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to assume anything out of what I just said, the more likely thing I'm going to assume is that the NFL hits him with a 1 or 2 game suspension.
Probably. Yep.
Because NFL. Because we don't know what happened. We're not there. And the biggest thing I can always that I can only hope for right now is that I hope that he's okay.
And if he was released
from, and if he does need help, that he gets that help.
Yes. And he was released this morning from the USC medical facility.
And again, I'm not assuming anything.
And that's a good thing.
We need to still turn over every stone.
Yeah.
Like I said, if a substance was involved, you better bet your ass that's not happening again.
Yep.
If that was the case. We don't know if it was.
Well, we don't know.
But if it was, that's a lesson he'll never forget.
Yep.
And if it's something more, I hope that Zay Jones, the person,
is the
focus first.
Yeah. The biggest thing
needs to be.
Yeah. The biggest thing, too, is we have to thank his brother.
Yes. Caleb Jones.
Yes. I mean,
look, man, it's hard to handle that sort of situation.
Yeah.
It is a lot harder to handle that sort of situation trying to tackle someone that's naked. I don't want to make light of the situation, but
especially your own brother.
Dang it, that's got to be difficult to do.
Yeah.
And again, you do what you have to do.
Yep.
To help your brother out, and that is big. And I will say thank you, Caleb Jones.
Yep.
I know he's probably not going to hear this, but you know, it's just something that I feel I need to say anyway. Because again, and you might not even need to thank the man because he knows what was at stake there.
Mm-hmm.
The thanks are kind of like a, you know, of course, but
yeah,
it's also self-serving. You know, you don't want to see your brother do anything tragic like that.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, look, Zay Jones was the target of a lot of criticism last year.
He was.
Dropped a lot of passes.
Yep.
Everything like that. And if you come at me and say something stupid, I'm going to drag you. I'm going to drag you through the mud, and I don't care how bad it makes me look. Because you deserve to be, you deserve to have the stupidest, brightest light shined upon you for being an ass. Okay? That's it. I went through this yesterday.
You did.
I don't want to have to do it again.
Yep.
But I have to get that off my chest.
That's fair.
Don't be an ass. If you listen to this podcast, or if you know either of us, you know we make light of tons of situations. I make fun of myself on the hourly. It's like a job for me. Okay? Make fun of me all you want. I don't care about me, man. I know where I am. It's okay. I think it's funny when people make fun of me. Why? Well, I don't take myself that seriously. It's okay. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm
shut
the same
up,
way.
Frank.
Okay.
See? I berate Frank all the time, but he knows it's okay.
I hate you, Derek.
See? There it is. Welcome to Leftovers Podcast. You can see how quickly we turn something into a laughable situation.
Sure.
You can't be making light of this right now. Especially since none of the details are out.
Yep.
And particularly since he almost died. Ugh. I saw one text on the GR text line last night saying, I hope they don't throw the book at him. He'll probably drop it. And I'm just thinking, go to hell. You suck, guy. You suck.
And then, I mean, then obviously you're going to get the people, too, who will know, just because his name was involved in anything like this, they were like, cut him. Just cut him. Who cares what happened? Just cut him.
You know my favorite? Ugh. My favorite one? My favorite takes are?
Which ones?
You look at the national stories of it on Twitter, and you see, and you just look into the comments, grab yourself some popcorn real quick, and look for the comments that say, good for nothing players that don't kneel for the national anthem.
Oh, my God.
Or they kneel for the national anthem. They don't stand. I want my. It's great. I don't watch the NFL anymore. It says the guy commenting on a NFL story. Yeah, you're really proving it to me right there, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you go ahead, keep chugging your Natty Light and
keep chugging your Natty
and watch
Light.
NASCAR or something. I don't know. Nothing against NASCAR fans. I just hate NASCAR. You may think that it's because I hate NASCAR, and it's not. It's just because I hate NASCAR.
It is.
But, yeah, you see those people. It's like, they don't stand for the anthem. First off, Zay Jones never knelt for the national anthem all year.
It's true.
So go ahead and look it up, dummy, if you're going to go ahead and try to take that route. Second off, you're being really convincing that you don't care about the NFL because you're commenting on an NFL story about an NFL player that isn't necessarily a star player. Let's be real. So, yeah, you go ahead. Yeah, you're real convincing with me there, bud. Take your red hat and go where the sun don't shine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just went there.
I'm also looking
I'm about to lose. I'm about to lose my non-liberals right there.
I'm on TMZ Sports Twitter, and I'm looking up there, and yeah. I'm reading some of the comments of the post.
Mm-hmm. It's not great.
No.
It's not.
No.
Yeah.
No. Stop.
Okay, you should probably stop, Frank.
I was
lucky to at least see it when the news hit right away and saw that comment.
Yeah.
That just made me, like, roll my eyes.
Yeah.
Who's that one sheriff, David Clark or whatever? He said something about it, like a Twitter post.
I don't think I read it.
I saw it, and I'm just like, I don't even want to. Yeah, because he said that, and I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me.
Was it in a reply, or did he quote it?
He just plopped that out on a tweet on its own, and I'm just like,
and who is this?
The racist sheriff guy.
Okay, may have to,
because David Clark or something like that. I don't know. Wait.
This one?
Yep, that guy.
Is it this guy?
Yes.
Oh, I found it. David A. Clark.
Yeah, that jack off.
Okay.
Am I allowed to say these words?
Yes, you're fine.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't know if I could say the one that I said. But yeah, no, that jag off right there.
Oh.
Yeah. That guy. Uh-huh. And, yeah, that guy. First off, you're terrible. Just go away.
Yeah.
And second off, the fact that I had to see that and, you know, just be like,
I'm very tempted to quote, to just
don't.
Okay.
Just don't.
I just want to quote it.
You know what? I can't tell you how to live your life.
You can't. I just want to say Zay Jones never knelt during the national anthem.
Yeah. Back it up. But hey, don't let facts get in the way of your narrative.
Yeah. I'm going to reply to it.
Oh, boy. We might be angering some listeners today, Frank.
I'm okay with
that. We just went there today. We dipped our toe in the politics.
Yeah.
A little bit. But if you're going to do it right.
Yeah. There we go. Done. Zay Jones never knelt during the national anthem.
He didn't.
He never did.
He did go watch a Buffalo Sabres game, though.
He did. Just last week.
Just last week.
And he said he had a great time.
He had a great time. Even that though, was when they were terrible.
I think he went to the Calgary game.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was the
Calgary game. Not a good game to go to.
I remember
but he
this
said he
I
had a great it. Time.
Yes.
And that's what matters.
And you know what, though? The Sabres are actually getting more fun to watch. This is a hot take.
No, it's not a hot take because it's true.
You know when everyone
But it's
hears
a hot take
that.
Because you, people, you
just
know.
Just because you agree with me does not mean it's not a hot take.
Why not?
Because it might be stupid to say that the Sabres are actually fun to watch right now.
But it's me.
You don't disagree with me, Frank. That's why you're here. No, it's not.
No, it's not. We're here because we can.
We're here because we can. And and we like to spew out stupid stuff. Like me saying the Sabres are actually becoming enjoyable right now.
They are.
Also, that was a terrible segue game.
Yes,
I do need to reflect on that real quick. I was talking about Zay Jones. He went and watched the Sabres game. Let's talk about the Sabres. That was terrible. And if you guys ever comment on the tweet about the tweet for the link of the show and you listen to it, by all means, tweet us.
Please.
How terrible that segue was. I'm going to give myself a 3 because I thought that was a good idea. I am going to make a left turn. I thought that that was a good idea.
I'm going to make a left turn and just quickly read a tweet from...
Welcome back to Frank distracting me from what I want to take the conversation
to. You talked about Baker Mayfield earlier and he was working out with the Bills. Well, guess what? He's also working out in Miami. Get out of here, Miami!
This sounds very, very, very familiar, Frank.
All right, let's go back to
also,
the Sabres.
Also, Frank can't keep a one-track mind again.
I can't.
And then he reads a tweet about Baker Mayfield again.
I never can.
And now I'm getting loud again. Welcome to the Leftovers Podcast. Frank, I hate you.
I hate you too.
What were we talking about?
The Sabres.
Oh, right. We were talking about the Sabres again. If you
what
don't
about
remember
them?
From last week, it was a different way I was talking about the Sabres, but...
What about them?
Funny thing is, they play the Coyotes tonight.
They do.
And last week when I was talking about them, I was saying something about people wasting their time trying to cheer for another tank when the lottery odds are terrible. So this is kind
of fitting. Playing the Coyotes again.
This is kind of fitting.
Now.
And then Frank just pulling off the ultimate repeater.
Yeah.
It's not even deja vu. It happened.
It happened.
And now it's happened again.
Yeah.
So this isn't deja vu. This is the repeater.
And this is also the Leftovers.
And this is also the Leftovers Podcast. Isn't it annoying when you repeat things, Frank?
So are the Sabres fun again?
Yes.
In a way?
Kind of. I'm not even going to say kind of. Absolutely. And here's why. Bailey, Baptiste, Rodriguez.
Yeah.
That line. The Sabres lost.
That's a fun line.
The Sabres lost 4-0 on Monday. I was invested in the whole game.
Yep.
I mean, we also went to the game. Tickets were $6. Get you some $6 tickets, by the way.
I went to the Leafs game last week for free.
And they were good. But, like, they're playing well.
Yeah.
Why? Because the bottom six is kind of getting figured out. Mm-hmm. Huh. Funny
what happens when you have depth.
Funny how that works.
Funny what happens when depth starts to play well.
But now Arizona comes into town. The Sabres are looking fun again.
Yep.
And I'm worried if I go to this game, this is just going to be a repeat of a couple years ago.
Well, funny enough, it's exactly 3 years to the date of that game. This is the eye roll gift.
No. That can't be right. It's not to the day. It can't be to the day.
I'm going to hang on.
It cannot be to the day.
I'm going to look it up and I'm going to back this up.
I'm not going to say that it's impossible. I just don't believe you.
I'm going to look this up.
Yes.
I'm going to go to the Sabres schedule.
Yes, let the facts.
From the tank year.
Let the facts tell me what's going on there.
Today is Wednesday, March 21st.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah.
We go to the... No, that,
Nice work, Frank.
Well, okay. It's ESPN. It stinks. But it's
first
gorgeous.
Off, that's your fault.
It's easier because I
use Hockey Reference.
I could just drop down with the drop down box.
You could use
Bam,
Hockey Reference.
We're good. Okay. You ready?
No.
You ready?
No. Okay, now I'm ready. Wait, no.
Okay. It's not exact to the date, so I'm wrong.
Told you. I said it was highly unlikely.
How many
days off are we, though?
5. It was right.
Basically,
yeah. Five. March 26th was the Arizona.
So
game.
We are 5 days short of 3 full years to the day.
Yes.
Of 29th and 30th, and now 30th and 31st.
Yes. But funny enough. Okay. But funny enough. Exactly 3 years ago.
My head hurts.
On March 21st, 2015, the Sabres did play that day, a 3-0 loss. To Nashville. And
what?
Yeah.
Frank.
Yes?
You're blowing my mind right now. With these calendars and their dates and the games and schedules and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's freaking me out.
Yeah.
And they also got shut out by Nashville.
Yeah.
Please tell me it wasn't Pekka Rinne.
It was.
Oh, my God.
It was.
I'm so scared. I want to go to this game today, but now I'm worried. I'm worried about stupid buttholes deciding that they need to cheer for the tank by cheering for Coyotes goals. If someone does that, I'm sweeping the leg, Johnny, and I don't care. I sound violent today.
You're very violent.
I'm riled up.
You are.
Don't be an ass talking about Zay Jones and making fun of him.
Yeah. So guess who was in net for both those games in 2015?
No way.
No, take a guess. take a guess. Who was in net for the 3-0 loss in Nashville in 2015 and the overtime loss to Arizona?
Please take a guess. It can't be Linus Ullmark.
No. Okay, No. He wasn't even here.
Okay.
Good. He was still in Sweden.
Okay. Good. I think that was.
That was the year.
Hang on. I'm trying. Hang on. I think it was.
Come on.
Anders Lindback?
No.
Was the backup?
Well,
because they traded for him at the deadline.
He was the back. No. He was the starter.
Was he the starter?
Because
we traded Enroth and Neuwirth on deadline.
Neuwirth was traded because Enroth was traded for Lindback and a pick.
Yes.
Neuwirth was traded for Chad Johnson and a pick. Yes, that was how Johnson was on the Sabres in 15-16. But Chad Johnson didn't play that game in both those games because his first practice with the Sabres got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt.
And he missed the rest of the year. So guess who was it? Who was the backup the rest of the year to Anders Lindback? Who played both those games?
Hang on. You're really testing my tank knowledge here, and I don't have that. I'm going to go with.
If you need a clue, I can give you a clue.
No hint land yet. I'm not
all right.
Hint land. I'm going to say... I'm going to say it was...
He is really trying to think.
I am trying, and it's not
He's
a pretty sight.
He's trying to think.
It's not a pretty sight. I'm trying to think. Like, I'm not even thinking right now. I'm thinking about
how I need to think. The gears in his head are slightly moving.
The inner thoughts of my mind are nothing but an enigma.
Enigma? And that's when milk spills.
Shut up, French. The inner machinations of my mind are but an enigma. Okay, I need him land.
This player, Pominville trade.
Hackett.
Yes.
Matt
Hackett.
Freaking.
Hackett. Yes. Played both the games.
Matt, he was going to have hopefully a career with the Sabres before someone ran into his knee. Hackett.
Yes.
Who did that again?
I don't remember.
I hate that guy. Not Hackett, the guy that ran into his knee.
Yeah.
Because it lessened the impact of the Pominville trade.
Yep.
What do we have from the Pominville trade that's anything worth anything anymore? Pominville?
And back.
Again?
I would say
Larry? Yeah,
but you'd be wrong. Because he's not good.
But that's what I'm saying. What do we have to show for this?
Absolutely nothing.
We have Larson.
The whole Pominville trade was, what was it? Pominville. It was Pominville and a pick. Sure. I'm gonna look it up. It was Pominville and like a mid-round pick to Minnesota for Larson,
Hackett,
a first, and I think a second.
Hang on, because there were two Minnesota trades. We got to remember this. We might be meshing things. Because Thomas Vanek was dealt to Minnesota.
No, he was not. He was dealt to the Islanders.
Oh, he went to Minnesota from there. That's right.
He was dealt to the Islanders the following season because Pominville was traded in the lockout year.
There's so many players that we've traded.
I know. There's been a lot of trades.
And so much that we didn't get back for it.
Yeah.
Fire Darcy.
Pretty much.
Fire Murray.
Yeah, so it was Pominville in 2014 fourth to Minnesota for Matt Hackett, Johan Larson, a 2013 first and a 2014 second.
2013 first.
That became Zadorov, who was part of the O'Reilly trade.
So we got a fraction of Ryan O'Reilly in that trade.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool.
I mean,
cool.
Neat. Trade trees.
Don't do them.
They make your mind explode.
Yeah, pretty much. And the 2014 second, the Sabres drafted Vaclav Karabacek.
Karabacek.
He's done like less than...
Thanks, Murray.
Nothing.
Thanks, Murray.
Yeah.
I hate you, Tim Murray. Step on Legos. Jerk.
I just want to look at his stats. He's drafted in 2014. 14-15, played 59 games, had 40 points. And this is in the Q League.
It wasn't even a point per gamer in the Q?
No. Not even his draft year. That was his best year, too. Oh, my God. Yeah. 15-16, 47 games, 30 points. 16-17, he played 23 games in Rochester, 8 points. 9 games in Elmira in the ECHL, 11 points.
All right, so I got a question.
Something
for you.
There.
Let's go back to the Sabres being fun part. Let's go back to that.
Can I say one more thing about it?
No, we're going back to the fun times. Fun, happy place, Frank.
Okay,
happy place.
Fun, happy place time. All right,
happy
Sabres
place.
Sabres are fun.
Should Nylander get called up? He's playing hot in Rochester.
Yes, but not right 18, now.
I think it's 18 points in his last 23.
But not right now. It has to be within the last 7 games.
Okay.
Because then his contract will slide again.
All right.
So, yeah.
Should C.J. Smith get a call?
Yes.
I feel like these guys each should get some taste of NHL
get
action
some
before
taste,
the AHL playoffs
yes.
so that they feel good.
Yes.
You know, you feel good, then the Sabres season ends, and then you go back to Rochester, then
you
play in the playoffs, and then you win the Calder Cup, and then Rochester's happy, and then the next year you win the Stanley Cup, and then the Sabres are happy. Why? Did I just say something about the Sabres winning the Cup next year?
Yeah, you did.
I got carried away.
You did. But yeah, within the last 7 games from Nylander, so the contract slides again.
Okay.
C.J. Smith, yes. I would also say Hudson Fashing as well.
I haven't heard much from Fashing in Rochester.
Yeah, I'm gonna look. Yeah, well, look.
He hasn't been too productive necessarily, points wise. I would say, or hyped up. I would say. When it comes to the forwards right now,
22 points in 58 games.
Yeah, so he's not even. It's almost
he's
a point every other game.
Yeah.
So half a point per game season in Rochester.
Yeah,
I think Fashing is more. You know. I don't know what to say about Hudson Fashing.
We don't. If he develops into a
hell, Nylander almost
fourth
has
liner.
This, Nylander almost has that production in a 23 game span.
Yeah. If
I mean, Fashing, I guess that's the difference between
skill wise.
I mean, draft status as well.
It's skill wise too.
Yeah.
But if Fashing develops to a reliable fourth liner, that's kind of where I expect him to be.
And therefore, Tim Murray paid a huge price.
Yeah.
For what ends up being a
yes.
potential fourth liner.
Yes. Thanks.
And that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
The development there. But that's what happens when you neglect the minor league system.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Yep.
But back to the Sabres being fun. Bailey's on the line with Eichel against the Coyotes tonight.
Yep. Bailey, Eichel, Oposo. Yeah.
It's Bailey, Eichel, Oposo.
Yep.
And I say tonight. I'm going to say it, like, you know, in case people don't know. On Wednesday. Because you may not be listening to this thing on Wednesday.
Sure.
You may be listening to it after the fact. Maybe the line was terrible. I don't know. However, there's speed. Housley said to the media today, he wants Bailey to work on the give and go with Jack. Yes.
Please.
Awesome.
Yes.
Give and go with Eichel. Let's do this.
And Bailey's been really good
since being
called up again.
The three of them, Bailey, Baptiste, and Rodriguez, since being called up and being put on a line together, have been easily the second best line I've been watching. The best line that Buffalo's had generally has been Jack Eichel and whoever's skating with him. because of Jack Eichel.
Yeah.
But the second most entertaining line, I mean, Sam Reinhart's getting it done right now production-wise.
Yeah,
but
him and O'Reilly.
But entertainment-wise, that third line has been fun to watch.
Yeah, very fun.
Very fun to watch. And the line that's changed since Bailey got moved up to Eichel's line, Jordan Nolan is in his place there. I would have rather seen Benoit Pouliot.
Would have rather.
A better skater?
Yeah.
You know, be able to keep up with that. But the intensity remains the same with that third line if Nolan's there or not.
Yeah, that's true.
So we'll see what happens there.
And you know what I've noticed too? Halsey's really keeping Rodriguez-Baptiste together.
I
wonder how much that says about their chemistry.
Mostly I think it has to do with the fact that there's not many centers available right now.
Well, yes, but you could have easily, I mean, if you want, I mean, if they wanted to put more speed with Eichel, they could have put Baptiste on that line as well, mm-hmm, instead of Bailey. But Baptiste and Rodriguez have been really good together as of late. Adding Justin Bailey to that.
Bailey has been more the recent call-up, whereas yep, Baptiste and Rodriguez have been hanging out for a little while together.
Yes, exactly. And Bailey, they just inserted there, whereas, and that made it more, that made it better. And now you're taking them off that line by keeping those two together and putting Bailey with a better, with a great center in, yes, Eichel. And now you're going to probably see Bailey do some really nice things.
And now this is the biggest question that we have to have, and we have to ask: is the development really working now? Has Botchwell gotten this group back on the right track? Because when we were heading into this season halfway through, we're probably all thinking heading into this season. Were Bailey and Baptiste really being talked about again? No.
Yeah.
They weren't.
And at the time, no.
Now they are not. And now they are. They're back into conversations.
Yep.
Is what Botchwell is trying to do, is it working? I'm starting to think it is.
I've been thinking it is probably.
Linus Ullmark got scored on four times against Nashville. He didn't look bad at all.
He wasn't bad. No. None of the goals were his fault.
I mean, there were a couple big rebounds that were pretty
but
juicy.
They happen, though.
You know this.
We play. I'm a goalie. Rebounds happen.
Yes.
I mean, the only thing that you want to do is try to reduce the amount.
Strangely enough, though, those big juicy rebounds that I was thinking about from that game on Monday against, yeah, Nashville, they weren't scored on.
Yeah, that's true. They weren't.
The defense pounced on those.
Yeah.
And that sometimes you just have to be able to redirect those big juicy rebounds from, yeah, big old shots.
And it's sometimes too, when you're a goalie and you got to make save, you just got to make that save. Okay, mm-hmm, you can't worry about where, yeah, that rebound's going.
You worry about
going.
The next save
when
as
you
it comes.
Know when you know you're able to bottle up a rebound, you're gonna do it. But when you got quick rushes coming in, just make that first save. Make that first save, and sometimes just hope for the best. And in Linus Ullmark's case, those couple times, hope for the best, and no rebound goal happens. Sometimes a rebound goal will happen, and that's just a part of hockey.
There was one that was interference. There was one that was tipped.
Well, it wasn't really goalie interference. But yeah, the Fisher's one. Yeah, that was the Fisher one. Mm-hmm. There was Johansson, the second one.
That, good luck stopping him on most nights.
Yeah, well, also Forsberg, that had a great pass. I was like literally right in front of Ullmark and, mm-hmm, just gave it go great pass. And Johansson, as he was falling, was able to swoop it in.
Yeah.
Who scored the third goal? Sissons?
Oh.
That was in the third period?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fourth, and then there was another. Fourth one was the one that you would want back. It was just a shot, glove side.
Yeah, but once again, they happen.
But,
you know, and when it's that kind of game, sometimes you're just like...
And when it's the goal that makes it 4-0, that's the one that you want back. Well, that's just more or less, hey, why don't you get a goal for the guy?
Yeah.
So we've seen it often with Robin Leonard this year that the Sabres don't give him any goal support.
Mm-hmm.
It happened here for Linus Ullmark.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, this team does have some scoring issues, but they were not... On Monday, that was not from a lack of trying.
No, that was just
because... Sabres were peppering the net.
Yep.
And Pekka Rinne just reminded everyone that he's not going anywhere.
He just reminded everyone that he's still great.
Yeah, he's great. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And you got to deal with it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nashville, the first team to have clinched a playoff spot.
Yep.
So, hey, I'm thinking I'm going to this game tonight.
Go to the game.
I think I'm going to this Arizona game.
Go to the game.
And if I hear someone cheering... For Arizona.
Unless they're legitimate Coyotes fans.
And they're wearing Sabres jersey and they're cheering for Arizona.
Yeah.
I'm going to debate throwing whatever soda. Did I just say that?
Why'd you say soda?
I don't know.
I thought we were Southern Canada. Derek, we say pop here.
I know.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Why did I do that?
Why did you do that?
I don't know. It's because I'm a millennial and I ruin everything.
Yeah, apparently. Do we gotta go to that now?
Yes.
All right.
I do want to talk about this.
Okay.
I think it's funny.
Okay, before that, I got one more Sabres thing.
Cool.
One more thing related to the Sabres. Casey Mittelstadt.
Oh, Mittelstadt watch.
Yes, Mittelstadt watch is back on because the head coach.
Don Lucia.
Stepped down. 18 years on the job. Or was it 20 years on the job? Something like that. Almost 20 years on the job. Yeah. Two national championships. You know, with Vanek. When Vanek was there.
Filled thrill.
Yep. Yep.
I did not know Phil Kessel played in Minnesota.
Yeah,
that was something.
Did. Yeah.
And if you didn't know that.
His sister did too.
Yeah. And if you didn't know that, now you do.
Now you do.
Two-time Stanley Cup champion Phil Kessel played at Minnesota University.
He did.
He enjoys
but
hot dogs.
Yeah, he does. Very much. But she steps down. And now people are wondering, does that impact Mittelstadt signing a pro contract with the Sabres? Signing with Buffalo and leaving Minnesota.
I still suspect it's an off-season signing instead of a end-of-the-season signing.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think there is a possibility that the Sabres sign Mittelstadt to an AHL tryout contract so he plays in Rochester for the rest of the season?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know, too, but I think that if they have to sell it to Casey, they can do it. Because you don't have to just sign him to the tryout. You could sign him to that and his entry-level contract at the same time. Because then with the tryout contract will kick in right away, and he'll play in Rochester, and then in the playoffs, too. And then when July 1st kicks in, when July 1st happens, his entry-level contract will kick in right away because this is the start of the new league year. So, I'm wondering if they could sell him on the fact that he'd be playing in Rochester you promise him top 6 minutes and playoff time, too, because Rochester's going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that's a potential playoff run, which is more experience for Casey. You're getting at least a round's worth of playoff time. And I look back to see where have we seen this recently. We've seen this very recently with Columbus. Zach Rawinski,
yes,
did the same thing. It was late March when he signed it. When he signed the contract, it was probably like around this time, actually, maybe like a week later. But he signed an AHL tryout contract, played in Lake Erie the rest of the year, also signed his entry level contract, and then played in the playoffs for the Lake Erie Monsters. Guess what happened that year with Lake Erie, with the Monsters?
They won
the Calder Cup. And Zach Rawinski contributed to that Calder Cup run.
Casey Mittelstadt would.
Oh. Casey Mittelstadt on line with Alex Nylander.
And CJ Smith.
Make it happen,
Sabres.
But Zach Rawinski contributed to that run because he was promised minutes. Mm-hmm. And he made use of those minutes. 19 games.
Because he's pretty good.
He's also really good. 19 games in the playoffs for Rawinski, 14 points. And the Monsters won the Calder Cup that year.
Yep, that makes enough sense. And if you give Mittelstadt minutes, he's going to produce something.
Yep. And that could also go on the promise of that he would be on the team next season. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you can sell him on that.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
It would.
So about millennials.
Oh, Jesus, and I thought I was bad at something.
Well, I just wanted to get that
Cripes,
real quick.
Bud.
I just wanted to get that real quick. And I know you want to talk about millennials real quick.
Well, I just saw this funny thing about how we can add another thing on the list, Frank.
Yeah.
Of what we've killed.
Of what millennials
we've
have killed.
We've killed Toys R Us, Frank!
Cool.
We did it!
We did it!
We murdered a toy company that we grew up with.
Cool.
In addition to everything else ridiculous that we've been accused of ruining... Including chain restaurants.
Okay.
And everything else. I'm too lazy to look.
There's a lot of things.
Because I don't really, yeah, I don't have the time.
There's a lot of things.
I don't have the time for what millennials have been blamed for.
Yeah. Apparently it's everything.
Exactly. And now we get to add Toys R Us to it.
Yeah.
So if you're a millennial listening to the podcast, put that badge on. You're in another one.
I found the tweet too. It's from Business Insider. Toys R Us says millennials not having kids hurt the company.
Oh, not having kids.
Not having kids.
Hey, real quick, Toys R Us.
Hang on.
Describe what's going on.
So Derek just took his chair and wheeled back a few feet away from the microphone.
It's 'cause we're poor.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Zach. It's because we don't have money for kids. It's also because your stuff is expensive. I'm debating saying this one.
Really? He's really trying to figure out if he wants to say it or not.
I'm just figuring out how to say it.
Okay.
It's because we wrap it. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
May have to.
How many times have I told the line in this episode?
Too many.
I mean, granted, I've learned a lot about radio and what you can and cannot say.
Yeah.
You can say shart. You cannot say one of the words that combines the word shart, but you can say shart.
Yeah. Toys R Us.
It wasn't our fault.
It wasn't our fault.
I mean,
it was your fault.
I guess it was our fault. I'm used to... Come on. Sure. I'm used to getting blamed for everything.
You are.
There's a saying amongst my pool of friends that...
And I know.
I will not say. But I get blamed. Burger King runs out of burgers. Derek. You got pulled over for speeding? It's not Derek. Your fault. Derek. So, I'm used to getting blamed for things. It's okay.
Yeah.
But at the same time...
I don't think Toys R Us realized that online shopping is still a thing, and you could go to other places and get the same products that you sell cheaper.
Or they can get the products that they don't have.
And get the stuff they don't have, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the big thing for me.
Yeah.
I'll admit it. I'm a nerd.
Yep.
I buy nerdy things.
Same.
I'm wearing a Star Wars hoodie right now. And underneath it is a Star Wars t-shirt.
I'm wearing a Sabres hoodie right now. But underneath it is a Pokemon t-shirt.
Yes. And my Twitter bio says part draft analyst, part Pokemon master.
Yeah.
So, I'm a nerd. I can admit these things. Whatever. You want to make fun of me for it? Good. I do it on the hourly. I can't add you to the payroll, though.
We've established that.
But, dude, I've shamelessly walked into a Toys R Us to buy some Pokemon cards. I don't care. Go ahead and laugh at me. Whatever. Do you know what's easier than that? Not having to walk. I don't like people most of the time.
Yeah.
People suck, except for you guys listening. You're great.
Yeah, you guys listening
You're
are
great.
Awesome.
Keep sharing with other awesome people.
Yeah.
And on that, we're going to leave it.
Keep sharing with awesome people.
Keep sharing with awesome people because you're awesome for listening to us rambling on.
Yeah.
And me towing the line several times here today. This has been the Leftovers Podcast on WGR550.com. And it's always fun being able to do this stuff. And I think we might – I can't guarantee it. But we might kick this up to twice a week.
You think we could?
Well, you and I will have to figure that out.
We will have to figure it out.
But I think it's time to amp it up. And I want listeners to know what the ideas are before we start doing them. We are going to start including guests.
Yeah.
Just from our own building, but from around the country, around the world. If we even know any people that are around the world, I don't think we do. But
you'd be surprised.
Draft time is coming up, and we've got trusted voices that are friends of WGR, friends of ours that, you know, you send them a message and they say, heck yeah, let's talk.
Yeah.
John Ledyard, Mark Schofield, two of the guys that I would think about. Jeff Lloyd.
Yep.
First off, follow all those people for draft time. It is bigly important that you do. I can't stress that enough. Mark Schofield, he already does a podcast with WGR with our own Nate Geary. And it's a great listen if you need to get any information on the quarterback prospects. John Ledyard, one of the best NFL draft analysts that I have gotten to talk to and even follow. Before I've even been able to interact with him, he gives you great content. Joe Marino, same, both of those guys at NDT Scouting and FanRag Sports, Ledyard and Joe Marino.
Yep.
Joe Marino has Bills ties. So you definitely wanted to follow Joe Marino. Jeff Lloyd, Locked On Browns. Guess what? The Browns are pretty important in this.
They are.
There are tons of guys. I might do one of those like follow Fridays because the public needs to be informed.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, there are guys, and those are some guys that are on my radar for who we'd want to start bringing in for draft stuff.
Good.
We're going to try to get guys like Nate Geary. We're going to try to get guys like TJ Luckman.
TJ.
The producer for the Sabres Radio Network for WGR.
Yep.
He's already expressed interest, more, and I think he's first up.
Yeah, I would say so.
Pete Cargis, formerly of Sports Talk Saturday. We got people that want to get in,
yep.
And it's time to open the door, Frank.
Brayton Wilson, too.
Brayton Wilson, absolutely. Joe DiBiase, Louis DiBiase. Those guys will get – everyone will get their turn here on the Leftovers podcast because I think it's time, Frank.
It's time.
To open the door.
Let's open the door.
Let's put another mic up. Let's put a phone line up.
Yep.
We can do that. We have the technology.
We have the technology. All right, I'm down.
And I hope you're down, that's listening.
I think so.
Thanks for listening, as usual. It was a lot longer of a close than I expected it to be.
Things happen.
But hey, welcome to the Leftovers podcast, where Frank and I, our pea brains, get distracted very easily.
Oh, hey, look at that.
The clock is swirling again. Follow me on Twitter at Derek Kramer, WGR. Frank, stop talking. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at Derek Kramer, WGR.
I'm at Frank R. Curry.
It's spelled the way that you would think it would be. And it's also going to be spelled in the description or in the link. So thank you again for listening to the Leftovers podcast. We'll be back next week.
We might be back twice next week. We might be. And don't forget to check out everything else in the on-demand section as well. Howard and Jeremy, Schulpen Bulldog, Sports Talk Saturday with Sal Capaccio or Nate Geary, whoever's hosting. Sports Talk Sunday, too, with Brayton Wilson and Joe DiBiase.
Yep.
Nightcap with Ryan.
Yep. Oh, yeah, there's only one of those.
There is only one of those.
We may need to be more podcasts here.
Yeah.
For weeks like this.
Yeah.
For times like these.
Yep.
We learn to live again. Yep. April.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.